Audio Renaissance presents Never Call Retreat, Lee and Grant, The Final Victory, by Newt Gingrich and William R. Fortune. Read for you by Boyd Gaines.
Chapter 1. Carlisle, Pennsylvania, August 22nd, 1863, 5:15 a.m. Captain Phil Duval of the 3rd Virginia Cavalry, Fitz Lee's brigade, Army of Northern Virginia, raced up the steps of the Carlisle barracks, taking them two at a time. Reaching the top floor, he scrambled up a ladder to the small cupola that domed the building. One of his men was already there, Sergeant Lucas, half squatting, eye to the telescope. As Duval reached the top step of the ladder, Lucas stepped back from the telescope and looked down at him.
"It ain't good, sir."
Lucas offered him a hand, pulling his captain up. Phil looked around. Morning mist carpeted the valley around them. At any other time, he would have just stood there for a long moment to soak in the view. It was a stunningly beautiful morning. The heat of the previous days had broken during the night as a line of thunderstorms marched down from the northwest. The air was fresh, the valley bathed in the indigo glow and deep shadows of approaching dawn. The sounds of an early summer morning floated about him, birds singing, someone nearby chopping wood, but mingled in was another sound. He squatted down, putting his eye to the telescope, squinting, adjusting the focus. He saw nothing but mist, then, after several seconds, a flash of light. It was hard to distinguish, but long seconds later, a distant pop echoed, then another. He stood back up, taking out his field glasses, focusing them on the same spot. With their broader sweep, he could now see them, ant-like, deployed in open line, mounted, crossing a pasture at a trot, their uniforms almost black in the early morning light. Yankee cavalry. A skirmish line. Behind them, a half mile back, what looked to be a mounted regiment in column on the Cumberland Valley Pike. He lowered his glasses and looked down at the parade ground in front of the barracks. His troopers were already falling in, saddling mounts, scrambling about.
"Lucas, get down there and tell the boys they got 10 minutes to pack up. We gonna fight 'em?"
Phil looked at him.
"Are you insane? That's at least a regiment out there. Now tell them they got 10 minutes to pack it up."
Lucas slid down the ladder, his boots echoing as he ran down the stairs. Phil looked back to the east. He didn't need field glasses now. He could see them. The Yankee skirmishers were across the pasture, disappearing into a narrow stretch of woods bordering a winding stream. A few more pops, and from the west side of the creek, half a dozen troopers emerged. His boys. They were riding at full gallop, jumping a fence, coming out on the main pike. Only 6 of them. There should be 20 or more. These were the boys at the forward picket just outside of Marysville. So the first rumor was true. They had been caught by surprise. The Yankee skirmishers did not come out of the woodline in pursuit, reining in after emerging from the woods. There were a few flashes. One of his men slumped over in the saddle, but managed to stay mounted. The mounted Yankee regiment on the road started to come forward, beginning to shake out from column into line, obviously preparing to rush the town. He lowered his glasses and looked around one last time. It had been a lovely month here, duty easy, the locals not exactly friendly, but not hostile either. The land was rich, the food good, his mounts fattening on the rich grass, the bushels of oats, his men fattening as well. Positioned here as an outpost, they had missed the battles of the previous 4 weeks around Washington and Baltimore. And he was glad of it. As a West Pointer, class of 1861, he knew he should be of higher rank by now, but that did not bother him. He had seen enough of slaughter. Though others sought recognition in dispatches in order to gain promotions, that was a vainglorious game he felt to be childish. Staying alive and making sure his men stayed alive held a higher priority. Besides, Jeb Stuart tried...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?